It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and yesterday we started a new series about purpose and destiny, one of my favorite subjects. I love to talk to little children about purpose and destiny because to reach them before someone squashes the dreams that God has birthed in their heart, sometimes to ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And see what kind of plans God has put in their spirit at a very young age. One of the most important things we can learn about purpose and destiny is how to find purpose even through times of loss. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8 and 9 says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You see, friend, Abraham was likely a successful businessman in Ur. He was settled and secure with his family when God called him to leave everything. I can't imagine what that was like. God just tells him to go to a place I'll show you. Take off. Leave your land, leave your home, leave your family, and go to a land I'll show you. And Abraham had to release his comfortable, predictable life to discover the extraordinary purpose that God had planned for him to become the father of nations and the man we call the father of faith. That call required him to give up the known for the unknown, the secure for the uncertain. But what seemed like loss was actually an invitation to a story that was far greater than anything Abraham could have ever imagined from his starting point in Ur. How about Moses? When you think about Moses, he spent 40 years preparing for leadership in Pharaoh's courts, and there he was thinking he had life all planned out for him, and God changed his plans and sent him to the backside of the desert to work for the man who had become his father-in-law, Jethro. And in a moment of righteous anger, it sent him fleeing into the wilderness where he had spent the next 40 years as a shepherd. About as far from the Egyptian politics or palace as anyone could even imagine. From a human perspective, Moses had thrown away his preparation. He wasted his potential. He could have been a mighty political leader in Egypt, but God had a different plan. And from God's perspective, those wilderness years would prepare him for the leadership role that really mattered when he would lead millions of Jews out into the wilderness headed towards the promised land. See, the palace prepared Moses and his skills and his mind, but the wilderness prepared his heart and his dependency on God. See, David was anointed king as a young man, but instead of just going straight to the throne, he spent years running for his life from King Saul, hiding in caves, leading a band of outcasts, constantly looking over his shoulder. And this was hardly the royal preparations that someone would expect for the great king of Israel. But friend, those years of difficulty, they prepared David in ways that palace living never could have. He learned empathy for those who were oppressed. He developed skills in leading difficult people, and most importantly, he learned to depend upon God through countless desperate moments when he thought he couldn't survive. And the Psalms were written out of some of those desperate moments, and they've comforted millions of believers today who grow out of what David had as disappointments in his life. How about the Apostle Paul? He had a great career going, a rising star in the Jewish establishment. He was a student of the renowned teacher Gamaliel. He was a zealous defender of traditional Judaism. But his trajectory seemed clear. He was going to be an influential rabbi, a respected leader. He was a Pharisee. But then one encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus changed everything for Paul. Paul had a direction he thought his life would go. God had a direction planned for Paul's life. God called him to be the apostle of grace. The Gentiles whom he once despised would now become the people that Paul would lead to the grace of God. He had a radical redirection in his life. God had a purpose and a plan that was much bigger than Paul could have ever imagined. Paul would later write in Philippians that he counted all of his former achievements just loss compared to the wonderful joy of knowing Christ Jesus. What seemed like the destruction of his career was actually preparation for his true calling to be the apostle to the nations. See, we need to understand how God often works through what we believe are endings. Understand that God allows our plans to fall apart, helps us to respond with faith rather than bitterness when we face these unexpected endings in our own life. There are times when my plans fail. There are times when I thought, God, why did you let that fail? But it was all a part of his plan. See, sometimes it's because our plans are too small. The dreams we construct for ourselves, even our good dreams, they're usually a lot smaller than what God has in mind. We plan based on what we see and what we imagine with our limited perspective. But God plans based on his unlimited knowledge of what we're capable of becoming and the contribution that we could make to the kingdom of God if we're willing to just trust his leading. See, I'm talking today about finding purpose through those times of loss. Those times we don't understand why things don't go the way we plan. But sometimes, friend, our motivations need purifying, and that's why God allows some of the loss in our life. Sometimes our plans, they're driven by motivations that are not necessarily sinful, but they aren't aligned with God's heart. We might be pursuing success just to prove our worth. We're seeking recognition to fulfill emotional voids or chasing financial security because we've forgotten that God is really our provider. And when God allows those plans to fall apart, many times he's just performing surgery on our motivations. He's giving us a heart bypass. He's changing our motivations. See, when God allows our plans to fail, he's often performing surgery on our motivations, helping us discover the difference between serving him and serving ourselves. And the external circumstances change. But more importantly, our internal drives are realigned with his purpose. Many times that's why we encounter loss. And then sometimes it's just our character needs developing. The trying of our faith works perseverance, the Bible says. The calling that God has for us, sometimes it requires character qualities that can only be developed through difficulty and pain. Leadership requires humility, which rarely develops with success. Compassion requires understanding suffering, which can't be learned in our comfort. Faith requires uncertainty, which comfortable circumstances don't provide. So God has to let us come to those places where we don't know where the next dollar is coming from. Sometimes we don't understand why we're suffering. And so God lets us go through those times to develop our character. Moses needed to learn humility in the wilderness before he could ever lead Israel. Joseph needed to learn integrity in prison before he could ever be trusted with power in Egypt. David needed to learn dependence on God in those caves when he was running from Saul before he could ever shepherd a nation. Friend, when our plans fall apart, God isn't punishing us. Let that thought go. He's preparing us for the character development that's needed with our calling. Learning to see God's hand in the disruption of our plans, it requires spiritual discernment. And that often takes time, friend. In the immediate aftermath of our disappointment, right after it happens, it's natural to feel lost, to feel confusion, and sometimes even angry. But when we begin to process what we've been going through prayer and reading God's Word, certain patterns start to emerge that suggest that God's just redirecting us. And it brings us peace to trust Him in our time of loss. There's this unexpected peace that can come even when you're going through loss. Now, it's normal to grieve the death of our dreams. And sometimes people discover this underlying peace even in the midst of disappointment. And that peace doesn't negate the sadness that you feel because whatever you planned didn't work out. But it provides a foundation of trust that suggests God is at work, even when we can't see how He could possibly bring glory out of the loss we've gone through. Sometimes new opportunities can align with deeper values. When God closes one door, He opens others that we wouldn't have even noticed because we were focusing on that original door, that original plan that we had in our life. And then God just opens a door. Friend, these new opportunities frequently align more closely with our deepest values and our burdens that God has placed in our heart. We don't think about it when we're headed in the wrong direction, so God has to let some loss come to redirect our lives. And then sometimes there's confirmation from other people that God has put in our life who know you well. Sometimes friends and family recognize our purpose and destiny before we ever see it. Sometimes they'll recognize that disruption in our plans might actually be leading us towards something better suited for our gifts and our personality. People who know us well can sometimes sense that God's realigning our lives so that we don't miss His best plans for us. Friend, our original plans might have been focused primarily on our gifts and abilities, our income, our position of recognition in society. But when God begins to redirect us, oh my goodness, we begin to feel that wonderful sense of completion and satisfaction of fulfilling God's plan for our life. Friend, when your careful plans begin to fall apart, just trust God. He has a plan for you, and He's going to see it through. Don't rush immediately into planning your next move, but ask God, "What do you want me to do, Lord? I'm ready and I'm willing. Walk in grace."
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.